After each makir, you notice it says, Pari was already starting to get a little schwach, right? Starting to get a little bit weak. Aber, Vayichbad Leiv Pari, Pari kept strong, and he kept refusing to send Kval Yisrael Mitzrayim. We get to the sixth Makir, and over here something changes. Sixth Makir was Makir Shechin. So what happened by Makir Shechin? ויאמר השם אל מוישה ואל אהרן, קחו לכם מי חופניכם, פיח כבשון וזרוק אל מוישה השמיים. מוישה רבינו, ריבונו של עולם, told him to take a מי חופניכם, פיח כבשון in his hand, and throw it up to שמיים. לעיני פרעה, in front of פרעה. והיה לאובק על כל ארץ מצרים, והיו על האודום ועל הבהימה ושכין פרויח על הבויס בכל ארץ מצרות. And Moshe Taka did this. That's how the שכין came upon the Mitzrim. Moshe took Amalei Chofno and he threw it up to Shomayim in front of Paroi. ויקחו את פיח הכבשון ויעמדו לפני פרעה ויעזו את כיסוי מוישה השמיים וישכין על הבויס and came down over all ארץ מצרים. And it brought upon the Shechin, upon the Mitzrim. Ulo yochlu ha-chatumim lamoin lefnei Moishe v'pnei ha-shechin. Ki hoi ha-shechin b'chatumim v'chol Mitzrayim. Ki hoi ha-chatumim couldn't stand in front of Moishe Rabbeinu. And then state, Vayichazek Hashem es leiv paro. Then the Rabbeinu Shalom came along. Vayichazek Hashem es leiv paro. This is what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe at the beginning. He said, he's going to come along, he's going to make, don't worry. I am going to make Paroi not want to send Klal Yisrael. He's going to want to send them, but I'm going to harden his heart. He's not going to be able to send them. All of a sudden now the sixth market. Paroi had no problems. I was standing stark by himself, stubborn guy. All of a sudden, we get to Makir Shechin. Vayichazek Hashem es leiv paro. You'll say maybe it's enough Makis. So Pari already he was ready to give in. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam came along and had to harden his heart for it. After the next Makir, the seventh Makir, the Borot. Pari begged, please stop the Borot. Vayar Pari kichod al amoto, he saw that it stopped, vaboy, vakoilus, vayosef lachtoi, vayachbe liboy hu vavodov. There he had no trouble. Echazak leiv paroi, kuleishilach es b'nei Yisroel. There he had no problems. There he back to himself. Paroi is back. Something happened to Paroi by Makir Shechin. All of a sudden, Makir Shechin. The Rebbeinu Shem had to help out. He was ready to send that Klal Yisroel. That's what it's mashal in the post. He was ready to send that Klal Yisroel. And the Rebbeinu Shem had to come along and make sure he doesn't send it. And then he hardened his heart. What happened to Shailen is by Makir Shechin that all of a sudden Pyro is ready to give in. There's a very famous word from Chaim Shmulevitz, Sichas Musa. Chazal say, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Atlamit Ches. Odom Arishin mi soifo ilum vad soifo yod. Odom Arishin was from soifo, from one end of the world to the other. Min ha'oretz ad l'arkiya. He was from the ground up to the arkiya. Kevin says, Sorach, and niach ha'kodesh bohu, Kofol of Miyat. And after the Chet, Rabbeinu Shalom took away, he was Mamayit. He took away his Koyches. He made him smaller. It doesn't mean that Adam HaRishon was given this fat and this big. It doesn't mean the goof from Adam HaRishon reached from one end of the world to the other and it reached and his head reached to the key. No vas. It means that his koiches, he had koiches, that he was able to reach. There was nothing that could stand in Adam HaRishon's way. The koyach of Adam HaRishon was that he was able to reach from one end of the world to the other, from Oretz Lo'ekia, and nothing could get in his way. The sky's the limit, as they say. A tremendous koiches. Then after the Rabbeinu Shalom took that away from him. Dr. Chaim Shalevitz, that this koyachin of a person, the person was originally created with, is not gone completely. It's two rights. He says, by Batya Bas Paroi. By Batya Bas Paroi, he says, it wasn't necessarily a nace when she wanted to reach Moshe Rabbeinu, and her arm extended and then came back. She had a rotten to reach Moshe Rabbeinu. She wanted to save his life. So she was able to reach. More than that, the famous word, it says, by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu came along by the Be'er. There was a big rack on the Be'er that took everyone, usually took everybody to get this rack off the Be'er. Yaakov Avinu, psh, like nothing, throws it off. It says in the Piyut, when we daven for rain, it says, Yichad Leiv Gal Even, Ba'avuroi Al Tim Nemai. We're asking for Mayim, we're asking for rain, B'schus Yaakov Avinu. Who what? He threw an Evan off the Be'er. He said, Yichad Leiv Gal Evan. What, just because Yaakov Avinu threw a thing off the Be'er, that's the reason the Menashem should give us rain? Yichad Leiv Gal Evan. B'schus the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu. It was Al Pi Derech HaTeva, not an Eitz. But it was Yichad Leiv. He wanted so much that he was able to bring out all the koiches of a person. What's really, really lying in a person, in every single goof of a person, he was able to bring out that koiches and throw the oven off. Dr. Chaim Shalevitz, that's what scared Paro off by Makish. Makashkin, what does it say? Vayom Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron, k'chu lochem l'chof neichem, piach kivshon nezokom Moshe Hashemayim l'einei Paroi, in front of Paroi. Took Moshe Rabbeinu, and he threw it up to Shammai. Now the nace over there, they say, was that it spread all over, right, to two nisim. One is that he was able to hold a handful, his handful and Aaron's handful in one hand, right? And the other nace was that it spread over all of Eretz Mitzrayim, right? That such a small kamus spread over all of Eretz Mitzrayim. There was no nace that it reached Shammai. Moshe Rabbeinu threw it from the floor, from where we're standing, lower down, because we're high up, up to Shammai. That wasn't a nace. That's not brought down by the nace. It's not a chelek of the nace. That was the koyach from Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the koyach from a person. Koyach ha'odom. Paroi saw that. Kol Zman, you see Nisim, this hair, the Moshe does this, the that, the Kishif, and the once he saw Moshe Rabbeinu means business. He could split the yam in front of me. So, the Moshe was on the hands. When you're going to walk over with your big muscles, and you're going to break a table in front of my face, then I'm going to back off. I'm not going to mess with this guy anymore. This guy means business. Once it comes one-on-one, Paroi saw that koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu was already letting out. He was going to all his koyches were coming out. That's when already he was ready to let the Chalish for that. Then we get the Rebbeinu to come to the Chatzis. His koyach is laying in every single person. This koyach is in every single person. That's Adam HaRishon was created with it. He had to have a lot of it taken away from him, but it's still around. No, of us, it needs something to bring it out. The yichad lev. What's yichad lev? When a person has a rotzen, when he puts his heart into something, when he decides, I'm going to do it, there's nothing that stands in this person. Nothing. Story, when the Shmuel, Rabbi Schaefer, came to speak to us today, church, everyone remembers this story. Told over a true story from the news, has to be true, that one time, there was a boy in Miami, I think it was, in Florida, somewhere in Florida, I think it was. For me, Florida is Miami, I don't know if you know it. Florida. That was in an accident. He was in a skateboard or he was on a bike, and he ended up under the wheel of a car. And they had to get him out from under the wheel of the car. And nobody could do it, right? There were policemen there, there were ambulancemen there, firemen. Nobody could get this, the car. And we could get him out from under the car. All of a sudden, somebody, an onlooker, somebody from the side, runs over, picks up the whole car. Picks up the car, they take out the kid, right? They take him to the hospital, they fix him up, I think the kid was fine afterwards. And the amazing part of this story was, who was this person that picked up the car? His 65-year-old grandma. 65-year-old grandma. And she sees her grandson laying there. Yichad lev, there's nothing, the car has to come up. They can't get him out of the car. What goes through her mind? The car has to be picked up. There's no questions. Can I do it? I have to do it. Once a person knows he has to do something, this is the way it's going to be. You pick up the car. There's stories of people in fires. I know someone that went into a fire. I think there were three, there were a few kids still in his house. There was a big fire. Sure, maybe there's two kids. He went into the fire. He ran around. He got the kids out. He was like walking around in the house till every kid, every single person was out of that fire. The firemen said they don't know if they could have done what he did with their masks and busted. They did it with nothing. By the time they got there, he was already walked out fine. Walked around in a fire. It's not a nice. The koyach of a poor, what a person can do with this koyach is not a nice. I want to talk about now a little bit is the first part. To bring out the koyach is one thing. To do these things is amazing. That would go out of the story. I looked up a car one time in my life. How do you get to that point? That's the yichad leif. Now this is easier than said than done, but this is the main part of the story. Yichad leif. Person shoots a gun, but he knows. You shoot a gun. It doesn't take any effort for the bullet to get from the gun to the dartboard, right? We're not going to talk about shooting people over here, right? Put a hole in the dartboard. Don't take any effort. Right? And it doesn't even take much effort for someone that knows how to shoot a gun to pull the trigger of the gun that's shooting the bullet to get into the dartboard, right? Don't take any effort. But what's the whole effort to hit the bullseye? Aiming. That's where most of the time is. If you ever look at someone trying to shoot at someone or at something, most of the time is all in the aim. He has a good eye, right? It's the eye that everyone praises. Not, wow, he knows how to pull that trigger. Wow, that bullet's fast. A bullet's a bullet, and a finger's a finger. Everything behind it is the guy standing behind that gun, looking and knowing exactly how to aim the gun. For the koyach to come out of a person, that it's in there, it'll come out. What does it take to get it out? What does it take to make a person do what he always thought he's not capable of doing? It's the aim. It's a person knowing what he wants, being clear of what he wants. It's sitting down and deciding, I'm going to do this no matter what it takes. No questions. I'm going to do it. that knows our Shiva knows that, right? But I know this, so it's impossible. It's not shy. It's shy. Don't worry about it. It's going to get done. It's yet to be shmai. The courage of a person is the decision that he has to make. The decision that he has to make. That's the whole thing. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's a plan to sit down and to make a plan. Now, knowing what you want is also a big part. Person can't make any decisions if he doesn't know what he wants. It's kind of like, you know, if you sit back and think about, yeah, you know, this would be nice, but if that happens also, it's okay. And if I go take that way, it's also okay. And if I go that way, it's also okay, whatever it is, you know, whatever. Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It's not going to help us. Because then you might not see what happens. You might see what happens and not like it. It's knowing before it happens that it's going to happen. That's it. You have to know before it happens it's going to happen. I can deal with this. I can get over this. All it takes is meet my roots. And this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to get through. But tzoras can break a person. The Eibush gives us nesiyonos to deal with what people have to go through with this world. A person gets through it only by deciding, I'm going to get through it. Nothing's going to stand in my way. I'm not going to let it get me down. And when it gets a person down, it's a tremendous bizayon to the person. It's a tremendous bizayon. A person goes into depression, it's a tremendous bizayon. Because such koiches a person has, the koiches of a goof, in your own chap. A mensch, a regular person. We have no idea what koiches are in us. We're going to let things get us down. We're going to let things break us. What nerve? So you're saying it like this. How could the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put people such in the Siyonis? How could the Eibush to give these things for me to deal with it? Kenish! There's no such thing the Eibush to gives us something that we can't survive. How do we survive through? Not by being physically strong, not by being brilliant. These are all gifts from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the Eibush they can give us is our, when it really comes from Yiras Shamayim, like they say, HaKol Mishamayim puts me Yiras Shamayim, our bitochen, and our koyach to make a decision. This is a decision, it's not that difficult. It's a decision. That this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to get through it. This is what I'm going to do. The impossible has happened. When a person starts on a what's it called? Venture? Yeah. He looks at the road ahead and he sees a long road. And he could say, Maise, it's too hard, it's too difficult, it's too long, my feet hurt me. Can't walk out that far. But if the person makes a decision beforehand, I guarantee runners that have ran marathons, I know someone, in fact, it was a major marathon runner, used to finish marathons, the decision was made beforehand that they're going to finish. It didn't start and say, I'll see what happens if I can make it. Anyone that's going to see what happens is not going to see for so long. Regardless whether or not he took his spleen out, or he has a spleen in, or he drank 6 gallons of water, 2 gallons of water, it's not going to happen. The person that made the decision beforehand that it's going to happen, the decision has to be made now.